This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast this Tuesday edition live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, and of course, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And, of course, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate and salute all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our mail center haulers, our bulk mail center haulers, that is, and, of course, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever they need to get it to so that we can get where we need to get to. And let's not leave out of the mix our Amazon warehouse workers, the Amazon drivers, delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's all lowercase, at Captain's America. And, of course, the website is CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right. And, of course, the toll-free line, if you wish to call in and opine, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Without further ado, let's go to our special guest this hour, and that is retired U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Good to be with you on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to have you here. And are you ready to say the pledge?
Professor, I'm ready.
Absolutely. Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. All right, folks, and as Captain Matt Bruce always emphasizes, those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kevin, there's so much going on, especially in terms of Russia and China these days, and I was really excited to be able to talk to you again because, number one, we're going to talk about Russia and China getting together and talking about security, but Russia gave sort of a warning the other day of escalation and consequences now that the G7 talked about sending those F-16s to Ukraine. What do you think about that?
All right. Well, that's not new, that kind of rhetoric from Russia. But quickly before I comment on that, the context of that, of course, the G7 leaders wrapped up its summit this last week. And from out of that, they all agreed that they were in for the long haul and supported Ukraine in this war with Russia. And they have for some time now been training Ukrainians on F-16s in various places and training them both on maintenance and as well as operating them. These will not be American F-16s. Well, they are American F-16s, but they will not be from America. They will be F-16s that are in the hands of our NATO allies. But I'm like Lieutenant General Boykin yesterday, who says the real catch will be here is from when these F-16s, and it's not going to happen quickly, but when these F-16s are employed by Ukrainian jet fighters, when they're employed, from where will they be launched? That's the key. And I think the suggestion is, well, it's got to be from Ukraine. And for very certain reason, it won't be from, you know, one of the NATO allies or wherever. I don't think. But we'll see what that is. But this is not the first time that Vladimir has said that. And it's very nondescript. It's not certain what his reaction would be. It's just kind of a fairly broad warning. And certainly understandable from his perspective because, you know, the reluctance to do this has been because, you know, jet fighters like the F-16 are inherently offensive weapons. And the up until now, of course, the primary theme has been we will do everything we can, NATO and the West, everything to enable Ukraine to defend itself against this Russian invasion. So that does change the perspectives of things, and it is something that's got to be proceed carefully, and from where they launch, that's it. And so it really matters. Russia's response really will matter, and whether it's seen by anybody in the world as legitimate or not will really depend upon how the F-16s are employed and from where, not where they come from, whatever NATO country, whatever. We know that. But from where will they be launched and against what targets?
Right.
Against what targets?
Right. Well, and of course, you know, this whole idea of offensive, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because what does Putin expect? That they're not going to go on the offensive, as if to say going on the offensive would trigger Putin to be able to do, you know, much more grandiose things. Who knows, you know, tactical nukes or things like that, where he could feel he could justify that. Is that kind of what the concern would be?
Yeah, it's all about justification. And, you know, by and large, Vladimir and the Russians are losing the information war on this. They just are, despite their best attempts to do that. But when we go into the second segment, I'd like to talk a little bit more about Ukraine and some of the other things that have everything to do with this in the context of this, to include what's going on around Bakhmut and what's going on the Russian side of the Ukrainian border.
You got it. You got it, folks. Stay tuned. U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright will be back with me here in just a few moments. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce on this Tuesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right, Kyle Warren with you here, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we race through and rocket through the early morning hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Glad to be with you, of course. And, of course, we don't want to go any further without telling you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And, of course, you can find out more about them simply by calling 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And the captain has worked with them for years, and he's sung their praises for years as well. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. And when you call, be sure to tell them the captain sent you. They're located at 5540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 5540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop by or call them to make an appointment at 941-922-2345 or simply stop on by. And once again, tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, let's get right back to our good friend, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Good to be back with you, Professor.
Thank you, thank you. And right before we went to break, you mentioned there were some other things you wanted to interject and talk about Ukraine.
Yeah, because you got to keep the total context in everything internationally, but particularly here in Ukraine. On Saturday, the Wagner Group, the mercenary paid fighters fighting on behalf of the Russians and for the last half months have been carrying the weight of all the in-city fighting in Bakhmut. They declared that Bakhmut was under Russian control. It's very tough to independently verify that, at least to publicly verify that information. I think intelligence-wise, we know more. Europeans have been more upfront about their take on it than we have been here from the United States, but that's what they declared on Saturday, and as things got relatively quiet in Bakhmut, that kind of lent some credence to that. At the same time, in the backdrop, because hey, what does it mean to take ownership of Bakhmut at a totally devastated city? Absolutely. And the strategic of the importance of it, it can be, is more, it's not that strategically important as what either side will make out. In fact, Ukraine is downplayed the war, which you would expect to do is if things are not going particularly well. And that one little part of this ongoing war with Russia, and the Ukrainians claim that in the northern and other parts of Bakhmut that they are actually pressing and containing both the Wagner forces and the Russian forces that are in support of them in Bakhmut to keep them from being able to come out of the city. So more to follow. You can say that you declare victory in Bakhmut, but well, what does that victory really look like? It might be a kind of a pyrrhic victory.
Right. Secondly, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Secondly, outside of that, on kilometers outside of the Ukrainian border in Russia, there's reports, the Russians are reporting that it is Ukrainian saboteurs that are doing acts of sabotage on railways and all that. Where on the other hand, I think the truth is actually closer to what the Ukrainians are claiming, that there's really some Russians and some folks that are more partial to the Ukrainian cause on the Russian side that are doing a lot of this. And that's not a good news story in information warfare for Russia that is doing a lot of this. And, of course, that has stepped up in the last couple of days. And so they're both playing a different story on that. It's a kind of a small thing having to do with explosives. And the scary thing is because there's a lot of nuclear, biological, and chemical things involved in a lot of those cities. So that plays out that. So, but it's on the Russian side. So you got to put that into context of, you know, when we talk about F-16s taking the war to the Russians by the Ukrainians, which they have, using UAVs, by using folks that are kind to their cause, and by Ukrainians operating outside of Ukraine as well. And, of course, the F-16s would change the dimension of that a great deal. So, yeah, I thought we need to talk about all of these things in the last few days because they all go together.
No, you're absolutely right about that. Something that occurs to me, too, is this notion that after the fall of the Soviet Union, for example, we all knew it was going to be chaos because it was chaos. We were looking to see how it was all going to sort of settle out. We saw now then the rise of Vladimir Putin. But it seems to me that things have spiraled much more quickly, and they're spiraling even faster. And it's done so over a relatively short period of time, even with the relative chaos and instability with the Russian, you know, Russia following the Soviet Union. Is that because there's just not a strong hand on the tiller in terms of where the U.S. is leading?
I think that plays a huge part of that. And the elephant in the closet, I'm not talking about the Speaker of the House, although he might be the elephant in the closet for Biden and the debt limit discussions, but that was not front of the G7 discussions. However, that went over and colored everything. And that others did not go to Australia to join in discussions there as a follow-on to the G7, to include Biden, who had to get home to meet with the Republicans to talk about the debt limit, which went nowhere, is going nowhere, as you talked about on an earlier segment. But that's the elephant in the closet because it has everything to do, one, with our ability to have credibility in whatever that we do in support of Ukraine or with China or anywhere in the world. It weakens both our diplomatic and economic hand, but it certainly takes away the credibility of any kind of military strength that we might have because it's waning. And, yeah, absolutely, you're absolutely right. It has everything to do with the weak hand that this administration is playing. The world knows it. We in America know that. The Biden administration knows it. But he's being ill-advised by some folks, and they're playing politics on every front, domestically and internationally. Recipe for disaster for the nation.
Yeah.
Not just the administration, but for the nation.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a caller holding on the line. We're going to take a quick call here. I think they have a question. All right. Welcome. You're on the Captain's America.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for my call. This is Eric. Hey, real quick, appreciate Kevin's take on some of the stuff going on in Ukraine. My contention is this regarding the F-16s. That has been planned all along. Last year, late February, early March, there were stories and blogs coming out, particularly on one on Sandbox, to kind of like a quasi-military communications website and information website. They were talking about F-16s going to Ukraine back then. And my contention is this. The colonel put it out that, yeah, these F-16s, while their point of sale is coming from the United States, these are going to be indigenous aircraft to the air forces of NATO countries, particularly Germany, if I'm not mistaken. That's who they want these F-16s to go into theater from. I feel that this has been, again, a plan all along, a planned, how should I say, scarcity, if you will, of munitions. Oh, we really need to get this, because they're trying to get more public support behind all of this, because the people in Europe, rightfully so, they need to be pulling their own weight. It's just like our deal in the Middle East. You know, Soha and Mohammed needed to be pulling their own weight as far as what was going on in theater in the Middle East, just like, Alexander and Ivanka need to be doing it in Eastern Europe for their own, protections within, the growing Eurasian threat of China and the Russian alliance. The thing is, and Kevin also had mentioned regarding the information warfare. These are my opinions. Yes, Russia is losing the propaganda information warfare, and that's by design through big tech. Now, Western big tech. Now, that's neither here nor there. But what you're seeing is when there are actual truths coming out regarding, even Ukrainian forces holding civilians in basements in and around Bakhmut so that these buildings do not get shelled and, in the hopes that buildings get shelled to create an international incident. They're fighting dirty warfare over there, the likes that we've never seen since World War One, or dare I even say the Soviets going through clearing out the National Socialists throughout Poland when they rolled through on their way to Berlin.
Yeah.
So I think people, in my opinion, everything needs to be taken with a little bit grain of salt. And, thank you for letting me vent.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate it, Eric. We're going to try and get one more call in before we go. So thanks, Eric. Thanks for calling. All right, caller, you're on the line with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm going to come back to the caller, our frequent caller, and I'm not unfamiliar with what he says, probably with less strength than what he would expect. Many of the leaders in NATO, and perhaps even include many of the leaders in the United States, long sought for the F-16 to go there, notwithstanding what we publicly said. That's probably true.
Yeah.
But they were waiting to see which way it would play out to do that.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk to you next time here on the Captain's America. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but take care of yourself, sir.
All right, until Thursday.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Folks, stay right there. Caller, hold on the line here on the Captain's America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump will make a virtual appearance later today in a Manhattan court in his criminal fraud case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts of falsifying business records. His appearance is scheduled to make sure he understands he's not allowed to share any evidence revealed by the district attorney. President Biden said the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that yesterday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. While there are areas of disagreement, he said leaders and staff will continue to discuss the path toward a bipartisan deal. After the meeting, McCarthy also said the talks were productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the United States could go in default if the debt ceiling isn't raised by June 1st. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, Peter Ficarro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kathy Curtis. Yes, the number is 1-877-969-8600. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And don't forget that we do want to hear from you on the telephone line. So once again, 877-969-8600. And we've had some pretty good conversations and pretty good lively exchanges going through the program this morning. And I was just talking to Backgammon Bob. One of the things he wanted to talk about at the end there with Kevin Wright was, again, this idea of trying to generate enough electrical power to actually power all the stuff that we're supposed to do now, according to Joe Biden, right? Everybody's going to have an electric car, and we're just going to have all this power. It's a utopian society and so forth. But, of course, that's really not going to happen anytime soon because of, again, I like what Eric had said, too, about creating scarcity. In this case, it would be creating scarcity of energy. Among everything else, there's scarcity of food, scarcity of energy, scarcity of just about everything. But there's not a scarcity, and I'll tell you this, of my pillow. There's not a scarcity of that. And this segment of the program is being brought to you by the good people at My Pillow. Listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells everybody about the great people at My Pillow. All those amazing products, from the My Pillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, slippers, and unbelievable towel sets. You know, everyone in my family, the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor and I, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night. She loves her slippers. I love the slippers she gave me for Christmas. Christmas. So it's a great thing. Absolutely. Go to MyPillow.com. It's MyPillow.com. And right now, with the promo code CAPTAIN, you can save 50% on the MyPillow Giza sheets, the Giza bed sheet sets, as low as $29.98. That's $29.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. And slippers, sandals, and slides are also on sale. $19.95, as low as $19.95 with the promo code. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And, of course, you can use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you don't want to go on the Internet, you don't want to put your credit card in to buy something on the Internet, that's totally understandable. And they've got real people on real telephone lines, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And they'll take your order, and you simply just need to give them the promo code CAPTAIN. That is the key that unlocks the savings. So promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. And once again, you know, I appreciate what Backgam and Bob was talking about, and I appreciate very much, too, what Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright was talking about in terms of the context, the overall context of these issues having to do with Russia and well, the one thing that we weren't able to get to, we'll talk about it next time, I'm sure, is the closeness factor now that Russia and China are enjoying. And I really do think that they are looking at the world in a very, very new and different way. You know, it's the same way they probably always looked at it, in the sense that, well, you just, you know, one day we'll divvy it all up, and one day it'll be ours to control, this kind of, you know, muhahaha, that kind of stuff, right? But now it's really getting to be, I think, in their mind, within their grasp, because the Biden administration has weak leadership. And that's either just by incompetence, or some would say even by design, because it just doesn't make any sense, a lot of the moves that they make. And, you know, it would just seem that the practical thing to do would be to create an air of, now, wait a minute, if you're really going to invade another country, think twice about that. And the Biden administration has not done that. If anything, I mean, now, by the way, can you imagine if you put everything that we know so far about the Biden administration and what it's into in terms of China and the money and Hunter Biden and all that stuff, and not necessarily put it onto the Trump family or Trump or his son or something like that, but just anybody else. Just pick somebody. Preferably not a Democrat, probably, but just pick somebody, and and you'd find out that it would be a huge thing. It would be a big news story. There'd be a lot of investigative journalism going on about it. There'd be Pulitzer Prizes being won about it. But because it's Joe Biden, and because it has to do primarily with China in so many ways, again, this is the turning the blind eye, or as Jonathan Turley, I had put it just a few days ago, I thought he was right on the money. You know, are we getting to a de facto state media in this country where so many of the news outlets simply are not going to cover something that just doesn't make their particular political pick look good? And I think that's a very, very serious thing. Speaking of Pulitzer Prizes, after the Durham report came out about how the Russia investigations were falsely started up and no evidence, that kind of thing, and I heard more than one person say, "Well, are the journalists that got the Pulitzer Prizes or the big honors for breaking the Russia collusion stories and just hammering that, are they going to give those back?" Well, of course, no, they're not going to give them back anytime soon. Well, folks, of course, we're strolling through your radio dial here this morning on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. The number to call is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we do want to hear from you because we want to know what you think about all these different topics that we're talking about. One of the things, though, that I do want to bring to your attention is this idea that right now you're listening to me on, and more than likely, an AM radio, right? And in many ways, you're probably driving in your car. Well, there is a move afoot by a lot of these new car, by a lot of the car manufacturers in terms of new cars to simply omit the AM radio. And this was driven home to me the other day. See what I did there? No pun intended. It was driven home to me by the fact that there's some friends of ours that purchased a new vehicle. And guess what? It doesn't have an AM radio in it. It really doesn't. And so this is a real deal. And right now, of course, you know, communities across the country, they depend on AM radio stations just like this one, whether or not they're in the car, or on the job, or on the go. It's our honor and our privilege, really, to provide the news and the weather and the traffic reports that everybody depends on. And now we need your help. And what we want you to do is we want you to text AM to 52886. That's AM to 52886, and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. It's just that simple, and you can really, really help out, because obviously, I can't tell you how many times I've been on this program with Captain Matt Bruce, and there is weather breaking, there's severe weather happening, and we are telling listeners out there, in fact, we know because we get the feedback, especially when it comes to when there's tornado warnings and so forth. I got to tell you, when stuff like that starts happening, the captain and I go into high gear, and we drill down to the various tornado warnings, and we try to get them out there as fast as possible in the overnights. And he gets the feedback. Hey, you know, we really appreciate that. We didn't realize that was happening, this kind of thing. But a lot of people are out there driving in their car across the country, or the truckers out there driving as well. And we alert them to different weather issues and things that are going to affect them. And nowadays, if AM radio starts to disappear out of the new cars, well, that can be a real, real problem, can it? So we definitely want you to take up the torch here. Text AM to 52886. That's AM to 52886. And again, tell Congress to keep AM radios in new cars. All right. So we are covering a lot of ground on the program tonight. And just a quick thing that flashed through my brain here. I appreciate what Chris Markowski said when I asked him about the debt ceiling. I wanted to get his opinion on the progress of the progress, or the non-progress of the no progress, that kind of thing. And he says, well, you know, this whole story is just getting so terrible and boring. And that's because I think the Biden administration realizes that if they draw it out, people will just lose interest in it. And I don't think people are really going to, because I think at this stage of the game, where things are going the way they're going, and the economy continues to do what it's doing, and people are being squeezed every single day, I don't think they like this game that's going on. So I think it'll backfire on them. Absolutely, it'll backfire on them. All right, folks. We continue across your radio dial. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And we will be back after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget the website for the program is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You'll find out more about the captain. You'll find out more about the program. And you'll find out some more about some of the regular contributors and guests to the program over there at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we hope to see you over there here real soon. Don't forget 1-877-969-8600. That's the call-in number. If you'd like to call in and opine here as we go through the final segment of the morning, and still lots more to talk about. And before we get to another topic here, I do want to tell you that we do have this portion of the program being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. This portion of the program, of course, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and that's including Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got all the new Moss Nissan, the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida, and that's on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship station, our location, in this case, we're the flagship station, but they're a flagship location. Of course, they're located at 19 and 54 in Newport, Richey. Moss Nissan, MossAcura.com. Go check them out. All right, I do think that we have a caller on the line this morning, and let's welcome the caller. Welcome to the program.
Kyle, let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen of America, and I hope the captain feels better, and we love him, of course. just want to say, McCarthy, what are you doing? What are you doing negotiating with a guy who wasted $6 trillion, doesn't have a clue, can't put two sentences together? If I was Speaker of the House, okay, by the way, I want that whistleblower protected, okay, because everyone knows the bribe. I would be out there with all the Republicans on the front of the House steps saying, here's the Biden-Crichton syndicate family. Here's all the money they got. Okay, I don't need Christopher Wray. They're all owned by the Chinese. They hate the American people. Biden hates the American people, and it's a disgrace. So what are you negotiating for when the guys let the illegals come into the country and taking all the jobs from blacks? I thought the Democrat Party was supposed to love blacks. They can't stand you. They hate you. And Jim Brown stood, the great football player, with Donald Trump, and he stood for winning souls and stood up for Jesus Christ. I hope you preachers get up in the pulpit and say transgender is not for the United States of America. I can't even hear you, you preachers. You're useless. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our kids. And stand up for righteous cops. Peace.
All right. That was more or less 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. All right. Thank you, Todd. Well, you know, one of the things that he was just talking about there, why is Joe Biden negotiating why is Kevin Wright negotiating with Joe Biden? Well, for one thing, I think that the GOP knows that it needs to set up the fact that, hey, we went in, we had a plan. What is the plan of the Democrats? The Democrat Party elite, their plan is to just raise the debt. Yes, now, of course, it will more than likely get raised. We were talking about that with Denise Simon earlier and Chris Markowski as well. Of course it's going to get raised. The United States is not going to default on its debt. It's just not going to do it. But it's being set up by the Biden administration as if that is the only thing that we could ever do, that there are no other practical alternatives to try to make things better. But that's what the GOP is talking about. That's what Kevin McCarthy is talking about. He's talking about the idea that, well, we need to cut some spending. We need to have some requirements for benefits if you're able-bodied, able to go to work. And again, because going to work and doing this kind of thing actually makes people better. It makes them prouder. It makes them feel like they're accomplishing something. And it builds our society. See, that's the key here. As opposed to simply saying, don't worry about it. Just sort of stay put. Do what you're doing. All we want is your vote. And we don't really care what your life is like. We don't really care if it just wastes away. Because even later on, you could be deceased and you'll still be on the voter rolls. You know, I'm making a little joke there, but I think that's the mentality of the whole thing, right? Whereas I think there are many more people in the United States believe that that the ability to have the opportunity to go and get a job, to start your own business, or to just simply work hard and do something productive. That's the conduit to actually getting better. That's the conduit to making our society stronger. And you know what else that happens? You know what else happens when that starts going along? Is people start to work together better. They start to work together better. And they realize that they have a lot of the same issues as their neighbor. And they stop fighting, or they stop sort of blaming their neighbor, hating their neighbor, because we're being taught to hate our neighbor. That's a terrible, terrible thing. All right, caller, you're on the line here on the program. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning. Exactly what you're talking about now. Universal basic income in Germany. A few years ago, I heard they make $2,000 every month apiece. They have free health care, all of that provided, but they can't have anything in savings. It's just that you don't have the incentive to do anything. You're just getting your money. Don't have any incentive to get ahead. And that's what you're talking about. That's what they're doing for people that don't want to work. Get universal basic income, and that's it.
And they're dependent. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And what was your name again? All right. All right. Well, I think she dropped off. I think it might have been Mary. I think so. All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, because you're right. You're right smack dab on the money. And it's all about dependency. And that's the thing. See, when you're not dependent and you're independent to a great degree, right, because you're working, because you have a job, because you are pulling your weight, basically, it's more difficult for politicians to come along and sort of indoctrinate you into their way of thinking, or to make you believe, I really need them to tell me how things are, because, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so, again, working together, being productive, and having that opportunity is what really does build our society, I think. And I appreciate the call very, very much. Call anytime. Again, the number is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600, here on the Captain's America. Once again, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Well, there's something I want to tell you about as well, and that is we're seeing with R.F. Kennedy Jr., and I mentioned this to the captain a little bit in hour number one, but I think it bears repeating here in hour number four, and that is that you've got RFK Jr. polling consistently around 20% among Democrats. That's huge. That's huge. That, because that goes to exactly what I'm talking about. You know, there's more things that are going to unite us in the sense of even cross parties. Because if you're able to go out and talk to people about practical things, and, you know, I'm not sure I would agree with RFK Jr. on every little thing, that kind of stuff. But at least he's not being a Joe Biden about the whole thing, right? He's not simply following the preformed, prescribed Democrat Party elite game plan of just, it's all these MAGA Republicans and this is the greatest evil in the history of the world, is the MAGA Republican, evidently, because they don't want to, the Democrat Party elite, they don't want to offer a real solution. They just want to talk about somebody else. But if you get candidates like RFK Jr. who actually talk to people about stuff that they're interested in, that's anathema to the Democrat Party elite. So very similar to the way Donald Trump is able to also talk to people across the country about the things that are happening in their lives. They're not detached, right? And I think that's a huge, huge part of this. And when you're not detached, and when you're actually talking with the people and not at the people, wow, big things can happen then. But, of course, that's very scary to the Democrat Party elite. I don't have to tell you that, but that's the way it is. All right, folks, here comes the music. I want to say a great big thank you to Captain Matt Bruce for the opportunity to be here on the microphone. Thank you to Joe Weaver for producing. We appreciate that. Thanks to everybody out there who called in, all the affiliates and all the advertisers. We appreciate you, and we will see you next time on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Make it a great day, and we'll see you soon. Take care out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.